cast out from the Methodist Church. Not long after this, the officers of the Chestnut Street Methodist Church took steps to separate the Harmon family from its membership. The minister made them a special visit. He did not inquire as to the reasons for their beliefs, but stated that they had adopted a new and strange belief that the Methodist Church could not accept. "This is a very old doctrine," said Mr. Harmon, "and bears no taint of heresy." Mr. Harmon was prepared to quote scripture in defense of his faith, including the promise of Jesus himself that he would come again. But the minister was not willing to enter into any discussion. He advised the family to withdraw quietly from the church and avoid the publicity of a trial. But this proposition Robert Harmon refused to accept. Soon the family was notified to be present at a meeting to be held in the church vestry. Of this meeting Ellen reported, "There were but few present. The influence of my father and my family was such that our opposers had no desire to present our cases before a larger number of the congregation. The single charge preferred was that we had walked contrary to their rules." Thus, on a Sunday in September 1843, the presiding elder read off the seven names of the Harmon family as discontinued from the church. He stated that they were not expelled on account of any wrong or immoral conduct, but because they were guilty of walking contrary to the rules of the Methodist Church. He also declared that all who were guilty of a similar breach of the rules would be dealt with in like manner.